We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
WYXR, 91.7 FM, Memphis.
You're listening to WYXR, 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
Listening to the new Untitled Show. We are starting now. And we started about 2 minutes ago with the first song. The Eggy gave us a song called You're Still Mine from 1969 from this band that only put out one record. I was trying to find out who this band was, and all I could find out was maybe some of them were from the band The Sorrows. It's funny, Steve, that some bands, you just can't find anything on them. Isn't that true?
It's hard to believe, but I do believe you, sir.
It's true. The Eggy. Look it up. The Eggy. It's impossible to find anything.
Well, I never heard of the Eggy until you played their song today, so thanks for... putting a little light on the Eggy.
Yes.
I want to wish a happy birthday to Eric Stewart. Mm-hmm. He did many things, but he was a member of 10cc, and he co-wrote this song.
Thank you. just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no. It's because I like to see you, but then stain this lying there.
to see the gypsy. Staying in a big hotel. He smiled when he saw me come in and he said, well, well, well. His room was dark and crowded. Lights were low and dim. How are you? He said to me. I said it back to him. I went down to the lobby. To make a small call out. A pretty dancing girl was there and she began to shout. Go on back to see the gypsy. He can move you from the rear. Drive you from your fear. Bring you through the mirror. He did it in Las Vegas, and he can do it here. He can do it here. Outside the lights were shining. River of tears. I watched them from the distance with music in my ear.
from me. Just once more, but you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering some other heart. Will steal your love from me.
Back on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. You're listening to the new Untitled Show. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. We just played a cut by Charlene and the Soul Serenaders. That was Love Changes. That's a 7-inch that was on Volt. Came out in 1970. The Soul Serenaders were from Alabama, and they featured Charlene Southern on vocals. They only had one record release. By the time this 45 was marketed to Stax Volt, Charlene was expecting a baby, and she and her husband quit the group, and that was the end of that. But a really fun song. I had not heard this one before. Harbor Lights, that was The Platters, from Heaven on Earth, that came out in 1960. Went to See the Gypsy, that was Bob Dylan from Another Portrait, 1969, 1971. That's a box set that came out in 2013. And that was an alternate version that was recorded for New Morning, but not released until this box set came out. You Don't Know About Love, that's the Mindbenders. That's from A Groovy Kind of Love. And that was on Fontana in 1966. And it's written by Birthday Boy vocalist guitarist Eric Stewart, who later wound up in 10cc and sang and co-wrote I'm Not in Love for the original soundtrack. That was the name of the LP in 1975. And again, we're wishing happy birthday to Eric Stewart.
I have another birthday. Rick Evans, whoever that is. Oh, he was in Zager and Evans, who gave us In the Year 2525, very serious song. This song, serious, not so much. One of the wackier songs I've ever heard in my life. This is a tune called The Candy Machine.
Da 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 Wash out your mouth, your lies are getting rusty. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. You never change, always rapping about the same old thing. Conversation, but peace and love is a famous generation. What's in your head is really started showing. Your conversation is getting kind of boring. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old game, same old thing. Thank you.
sweet wives and Miss Barnacle run all over that town. Everywhere they go to fever, they would turn us down, Lord, in a bushboy town. Ooh, it's a bushboy town. I got the bushboy blues, I'm gonna bend in you all around. Some white folks in Washington, they know just how. Some of colored man is looking just to see him by, Lord, in a bushboy town. Ooh, it's a bushboy town. I got the bushboy blues, I'm gonna bend in you all around. Sweet wife Marty was standing up there. Heard a white man say, I don't want no doors written up there. He was a bushboy man. Woo, living in a bushboy town. I got a bushboy blues, I'm gonna bed in you all around. This is the home of the brave, the land of the free. I don't want to be mistreated by no bourgeoisie, Lord, in a bushboy. I got a bushboy blues, I'm gonna read the news all around.
Oh, Rose, my Rose Marie. Oh, Rose Marie, I love you. That I never met you, and yet if I should lose you, 'twould mean my very life to me. Of all the queens that ever lived, I'd choose you to rule.
Hey now, I'm going to tell you what you just heard. You just heard a lot of stuff. The last one was Slim Whitman doing Rose Marie from 1955. That single spent 11 weeks at number one on the UK charts, which was a record number of weeks and was not broken until 36 years later by Bryan Adams, of all people, in 1991. Little factoid. Another factoid. Elvis opened for Slim Whitman. Possibly, some say it was his first ever gig. It was over at the Overton Shell. And that was because Colonel Tom Parker, he also managed Slim Whitman. Who knew all of that about Slim Whitman? I didn't until today when I looked it up. Happy birthday, Slim Whitman. For that, birthday boy Leadbelly, tune called The Bourgeois Blues from a 2015 compilation, Leadbelly, the Smithsonian Folkways Collection. And that tune was all about D.C., which kind of really, I don't know if you remember what happened earlier today, but maybe that song had some good comments on it. For that was Applejacks by Willie Mitchell from his album It's Dance Time, came out on High in 65, re-released on Fat Possum in 2016. And before that was Nina Simone doing Funkier Than a Mosquito Tweeter, or I think she was singing Mosquito Tweeter. It was from an album It Is Finished from 1974. That tune was written by Eileen Bullock, also known as Tina Turner's older sister. And It Is Finished was Mrs. Simone's last LP for RCA. After that, she left the USA to live in the Netherlands. Because who would? And we started the set off with Zager and Evans, 1968 self-titled album, with the such a wacky tune that was The Candy Machine. That was a lot of music, Steve, but we have more to go.
And more birthdays. We want to wish a happy birthday to Questlove. Here's a nice song that he produced recently.
Just smiling, man. America is essentially a dream. It is a dream of a land where men of all races, of all nationalities, and of all creeds can live together as brothers.
I wish I could live in a fantasy world where everything just make believe, where nothing is wrong. In the words of my song, your love is all that I ever need. When I turn to the time that my heart wasn't mine, baby, I'm lost, lost, lost in my own reality. But all you got to do is, baby, hold, hold on to me. When I'm not that free, your love is all that I need.
Rainbow, rainbow, rainbow,
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. We just played God Rest His Soul. That was Dwayne and Greg Allman. That was written by Steve Elimo, a singer, producer, label owner, and TV host and music director of Where the Action Is. That was a music television show in the mid-60s. I always thought that one of the Allmans had written this song, so it was great to read this today. It was written by this gentleman. It was recorded in 68 as a demo for the group 31st of February, but it was never released until 72, and they renamed it after Dwayne and Greg Allman, who were now famous as Allman Brothers. American Dream, that's Bobby Womack. That's from The Poet 2. That came out in 1984, and we're celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day and listening to Bobby Womack sing about the American dream. Lay It Down, that's the Mighty Al Green from the album called Lay It Down. Came out on Blue Note in 2008. It was co-produced, and the drumming was provided by Amir Questlove Thompson. Happy birthday to Questlove. He's a drummer, producer, filmmaker, band leader, all kinds of things. And I'm really excited to see the Sly Stone documentary that he's about to release. Happy birthday, Questlove. We're also celebrating Esquivel's birthday, and he's going to play us out before we get to Shanksky's show.
Yes, indeed. Well, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
This is DJ Spanish Fly, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. Raised by sound.